Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So, Steven Gerrard is to become the Liverpool under-18s manager from next season. Maybe it was the obvious step for him. It appears like the right step, and he's certainly got the characteristics, I'm sure, to make a great success of it. But let's talk to a man who saw him take his very first steps in football and, of course, guiding him along the path. Hughie McCauley. Morning, Hughie.
Well, Steve, how are you?
Great, thank you. Thanks for your company. And obviously, I don't think it would have been a surprise to see that news released yesterday.
No, he's had a fantastic career in the game. We all know about a fantastic world-class player. And it was only natural that he was going to stay in some capacity. We didn't quite know at some stage where that was going to be or when it was going to be. That's being established now. So now he has the opportunity to push on and to learn his trade as a coach. And it's a totally different job altogether. But I'm sure with the amount of experience he's got around him at the academy and at Melwood and the people that he knows in the game that he can rely on whenever he needs to talk to people, that he'll be successful at that as well. Stephen's a born winner and he works so hard at it that he'll use all the experience he's got to make sure that happens.
Of course, people's characteristics change as they get older. And I would imagine a young Steven Gerrard, or even a Steven Gerrard in his mid-20s playing football. And I heard it a lot from fans saying he's not really got that sort of manager's thing about him. You know, maybe he doesn't communicate as well. I think he's come a long way in different quarters in recent years. And all of a sudden, I think people are starting to appreciate him in a different light.
Well, his character is one of, a lot of times, sitting back and listening and making his own opinions on matters. He is his own man. He does take an awful lot in. He's had the experience, as we said before, of playing around the world in different situations, in World Cup situations, in European Championship finals, and all that can only stand in good stead for what he wants to do. He just has the chance and the opportunity now to put all that experience and all that expertise into a team, and that's the challenge for him now. Actually, standing on the touchline, sorting things out, working out after 10 minutes if you're getting beat 2-0 by somebody, what's going wrong? That wasn't planned during the week, but it's a series of experiences that you go through as a coach that help you improve, that gets you on the ladder to further opportunities higher up, and that is the challenge that he's embarking on next season, and we wish him well with that.
Hughie, do you think you try and put something of yourself into how they play the game?
Yeah.
So he's talked in some of the interviews this morning about what he wants his teams to be. He says he wants physical teams. Channel your energy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he is exactly right with that comment. That's how he played the game. But we were brought up, and I was at Liverpool as a young player as well before later on in my life, going back as a coach. I'm spending a lot of time there. But we were brought up in the winning mentality stakes, that the expectation level at our football club is so high that we need to be winning silverware, and the present manager will be fully aware of that situation as well. So it's a natural situation for Steven to be involved in. He was a physical player to an extent himself when he played, and it's part of the game. The mental strength and the physical side is very much part of the game. If you look at the top teams in the Premiership, these fellas are the machines, they're robots, and they're very, very strong guys. They're very talented and some fantastic world-class players. But amidst all that, they're strong mentally, they're tough, they're resilient, and they're complete winners. And I think that will be the message that Stephen will want to get across to all the young players at the academy, and whenever he progresses to take further teams down the line, he will always, that's part of his DNA, and he'll certainly, as you quite rightly said before, want that interpreted into the teams that he played. All coaches like to have their own stamp on teams and players and how they play. He will certainly be that way.
Is the under-18s the right starting point for him? He said he'd spoken to Jurgen, that they'd looked at what was the best area to drop him in. It is sort of dropping you in from the heights, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there a lot expected from the under-18s in terms of how they finish a league season? Or what will the analysis be of Steven as he takes that job?
Well, his initial work will be to know the players inside out. And he's already started that procedure because he has been involved with the 18s and the 23s. I'm certainly looking at them on regular occasions now. But next year, he actually takes control. So the the buck stops with him now. He makes the decisions. He will pick a team next year. He will stand on a touchline, direct traffic, if you like, and go from there. The expectation levels, he want players to improve quickly. He want them to get games at under 23 level. It's a close knit bunch of coaches there with Neil Critchley, with Mike Garrity, Alex Inglethorpe, and many more coaches around there, Steve Highway, who would give them a lot of experience, a lot of advice if he needs it. But he will want to impose himself on that group of players and improve them as much as he can so they can get to the next level. Yes, it's great to win competitions, and that is key. And when we were there again, all I can talk from my experience is that we wanted to win every game. If he didn't win every game, okay, but so long as the attitude is right, so long as the winning mentality is there, that's fine. That's fine, because by and large, you're improving players, you're trying to get players suited to the next level, and if that winning mentality is there and they want to win a football match, that's all you can ask for. So I'm sure there are sort of characteristics Steven Gerrard's team will look like.
So there's no expectation level that's almost set too high for him?
No, he won't be expected. It won't be a situation where he'll be expected to win the league next season and he's expected to win the Youth Cup next season. Great if it does, but he will get himself into the job slowly but surely and work at it. And his main aim will be to improve players, to get them to the next level and to always be around to talk to every player at 18s and certainly 23 level at the academy. They're very close with Melwood, and that relationship between them will ultimately mean that he'll be involved in a lot of those discussions when they're talking about individual players. And his ideas of play will certainly rub off on his team, and more importantly, the individuals, because it will be about individuals eventually that will move into the 23s and will ultimately get a game in the first team. And we've seen good evidence of that this year with Jurgen Klopp giving debuts to a lot of young players who deserve that opportunity. Stephen will be there next year to make sure those opportunities are given to the better players through consultation with the staff and the management at Melwood. And that's how I see it going.
Huey, you didn't do badly with him. I'm sure he'll be a massive success. Thanks for your time, pal.
Nice to talk to you, Steve.
Steve Hoddesell's Kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.